أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A very warm and hearty welcome, my dear listeners, to this morning's episode of Lessons of Life. I am Sister Khadija Muhammad, and I will be taking you through the program for this morning. Subhanallah, we are having some lovely, great weather outside, and I always like to, just be grateful for the weather that we have every single day. Sometimes we have that spell of heat, and then we have that spell of cold days, and in between, totally crazy, crazy weather one day, not knowing whether it's cold, hot, how to dress, how to go about. But we make shukr. We make shukr every single day for the beautiful, beautiful day that we wake up to. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with beautiful days. You know, and it's the small little blessings, it's these small little blessings that we do on a daily basis that make it so worth, it's just worth it. Remembering these small blessings and being grateful for these small things, it makes such a big difference in our life. It makes us more, it brings us a little bit more content. It makes us appreciate life a little bit more. And I think that's the kind of things that we need to even be instilling in our children, Like, be grateful. Try and show appreciation, show gratefulness. And I stress upon this a lot because I feel as though, in life today, every small little thing that we found our blessings for is a reward for us. And that's just the thing, it's so often that you hear, and we all are guilty of it, myself particularly, we all are guilty of it on a daily basis, listeners. We go into the stand of complaining and finding something to be, just finding something to have a negative effect on us. And as much as possible, we need to try and instill this positivity into our being. We need to try and create positivity. We need to try and encourage this positive behavior with ourselves, with our children, with our families. It makes it great difference. And I'm sure you listening in today with me, you will definitely agree. The moment you start on a positive note and things start feeling a little bit more, you start being grateful for all the little things that you're waking up to every single day. And no doubt, we always have a day that's full day. Everybody starts with other things. We do have challenging days. We all have steps and times. And if we wake up to all of that, then we need to try and, once that negativity gets into your body the moment you wake up, then your whole entire week goes around you, everything becomes affected. So let's try and just remember all of the things that you remember there. Whether you're a warm, hot winter, summer person, or whether you're a cool, calm winter person, take an umbrella. Thank you, Allah. Subhanallah. All these beautiful, beautiful days that you've just out of them. But, my listeners, this morning, I'm going to be speaking about something that really touched my heart this week. And I'm sure it has for most of the listeners that are listening on this program. And it might be affecting you directly, it might not be affecting you directly, but this definitely was an incident that happened that it possibly affected everyone that knew about it or found out about it in some kind of a way, directly or indirectly. And that was the loss of four young gentlemen over the weekend, as well as a young gentleman in Durban over the weekend. So it was as though the community of South Africa in Ummah, we lost five beautiful young gentle boys, souls. And there are five mothers out there that have lost their children and are grieving the loss of those young boys. And it really touched my heart. And now, there are so many parents out there who have faced success, who have faced this life, who have lost a child, some whatever age it may be, whether it was an infancy, whether it was a young little child running around, whether it was a teenager, or whether it was a child even in adulthood. A loss is never, age is never ever a reason for your loss to be easier. And this is something that really, really kind of got to me, knowing one of the parents personally, it was something that really, really, it really entirely affected me. And even if I did not know any of these parents on a personal basis, it would have most definitely, as a mother, as a parent of young boys around the same age, it would have definitely affected all your moms out there, or all your parents out there, or even families out there. And, you know, now we grieve the loss of these four young boys who had their whole lives ahead of them. And the last one, Ta'ala, is the best of planners. He is the one who has ordained this to happen. And he is the one that has the reason for the steps being put onto the parents, for these boys to be granted Jannah at the very beautiful age that they were. And, you know, it's very disheartening at the same time, where we see so many people out there questioning the reason, or not even questioning, judging the causes of all these kind of deaths, and judging, you know, what could have happened and what possibly might have been the cause of it. And nothing is going to make a difference. You can come up with the world's excuses, you can come up with the world's, reasoning, but at the end of the day, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that's where we need to come down to that level and understand that, you know, at the end of the day, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we might not think of it as even being a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the hurt and because of the loss and enduring that pain. But every test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through is most definitely a blessing from Him. We probably don't see the reward coming, or we don't see the benefit of it coming directly into our faces at that very time. But surely, as believing Muslim men and women, as believing parents, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has definitely set out. There is a definite reward for the patience that we endure during these tests and these trials. And no parent is prepared for a child's death. And today I'm going to speak about grieving the loss of a child. I'm going to speak about, you know, coping with grieving and with grief and loss of a loved one. And it's something that we probably need to be also talking about and being a bit more realistic about, because death is something that's going to befall each and every one of us. And there is no book that is there that your name is picked up and, you know, your turn is next, or you're going to be the one losing a loved one, or your life is going to be lost. So we don't know when the death will ever fall on us. We don't know who the death will ever fall upon. So it's always important to know that sometimes you feel like, you know, I don't want to speak about this. This is too hard. And for me, this week, it's been a painful week. You know, it's been a painful week. And I just look at my boys every single day. And at the last one was Dada. You have given me them as a pillar. You have given me the way. I mean, they're at this age of, my boys are 20, 18 and 16. And you have given me these boys at this age to protect me. They are like my bodyguards, you know. They're all around me, passing over me the whole entire day. Mommy. You know, and the most beautiful time of my day is spent with my boys. Listening to their stories when they come from school. Listening about to things about their friends, where they've been, what they plan on doing, what they want to do, what they say they see themselves in their life. You know, the big one sitting and telling me, you know, this is a business idea that I have. Imagine I'm already thinking business things. And the joy and the laughs and the thrills and even the cries sometimes and the little arguments that they have, all part of the blessings of the last one, Ojala. So no parent is ever prepared for a child's loss, or the death of a child. And parents are simply not supposed to outlive their children. You know, our children are supposed to be burying us. And for us to be burying our children, the hardest, most challenging death that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can produce through. But it is important to remember that how long your child lives does not determine the size of your loss. The loss of a child is profound at every age. And that's why I say it doesn't matter whether it's an adult child, whether you're a parent of an adult, a teenager, a little young boy or girl running around, a teenager, you know, these toddlers and infants. the loss is profound at any age. And parents of young children, you know, it's an intimate relationship because we are involved in daily life. As parents, we are involved in the lives of our children on a daily basis. But death changes every aspect of family life. And it often leaves this enormous emptiness. If you are a parent or if you are a family member of somebody that of someone that you've lost, and a sibling, a granny, a grandparent, an aunt, and cousin, you know, all these, it's the relationship, it's just the branches out of the relationship. But the loss is there, and the emptiness itself. And even the death of an older child or an adolescent, it's difficult because the children at this age are beginning to reach great potential and they're becoming independent individuals. And it's that kind of nice little thing, you know, where you're sitting and you're enjoying your meal and your cup of coffee and you're listening to all the stories that these young adults have in their minds and they're throwing it off at you with the parents and the jokes and the laughs and the cries and the tears and the angers and everything just come with it, you know. But when an adult child dies, you lose not only a child, but you even lose a close friend. You know, it's a link to your grandchildren. And it's an irreplaceable source of emotional and practical support. So it's a very big, big, big loss that a parent has to endure or has to go through. And you may find that you also grieve for the hopes and you grieve for the dreams that you had for your child. The potential that, you know, will never be realized. And the experiences that you never will share. So if you lost your only child, you may also feel that you have lost your identity as a parent, and perhaps, you know, any possibility of any future life, you know, and this pain and these losses will always be a part of you. So it's not to say that, you know, you just lose your child and you just gotta get over it. The pain and the losses will always be a part of you. At this time, you know, most parents, subhanAllah, most parents find a way forward and they begin to experience a little bit more of happiness and some kind of meaning in life once again. And, you know, we just have to keep praying the last one with Allah for all the parents out there who have lost a loved one. You know, that you find your meaning in life once again. And it's a hard road to walk. It's a hard road. It's a hard journey to be on. It's the last one with Allah will definitely not put a burden on you greater than you can bear. Always remember that. And at the particular moment, and I'm sure these moms thinking right now that, you know, this is unbearable. This is a burden that I really cannot bear. But the last one which Allah has the reward for all these parents for the service that they have, for the service that they put forward through this journey. There is such a beautiful, beautiful reward for all parents who have to endure this kind of grief and this kind of loss. So, you know, some of the grief reactions that you can experience and from a coaching perspective, I want to touch on a few things, you know. And grief reactions after a death of a child, it's very similar to those after other losses. But often it's more intense. And often you'll find that your grief reactions last a little bit longer. So you may experience grief reactions of intense shock, of confusion, of disbelief, a denial, you know, even if your child's death was expected, you know, just experience these feelings of denial. The most common ones are this overwhelming sadness and despair, you know, such that facing daily tasks and even getting out of bed seems very impossible. So these are the common grief reactions that you would experience. And if you are experiencing this or if you've ever experienced this, it is part of the grieving process. You know, sometimes you even experience guilt or feeling that you have failed as your child's protector, that you could have done something differently. You get this intense anger, this feelings of bitterness, unfairness at life, you know. And you'll have some kind of even resentment towards parents with healthy children, with children who are alive. But, you know, these are just feelings that come through you. And you have to make sure that you allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the tests and the trials and all the rewards that await for you. You have to find a way in your heart to fill it up fill it up with the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. And, you know, these feelings and these grief reactions are very, very normal. We are human beings. And we are going to experience these feelings. And we do experience these reactions for any kind of loss that we endure. But always put your trust, put your tawakkul in Allah. Go down on the Nisala and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have chosen me. You have chosen my family. You have chosen my child. You have chosen my parents. Or you have chosen my sibling for me to lose. And I ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help me along this journey. You have taken me on this journey of loss. And I want to go through this journey with full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to reap all the rewards that lie ahead for me and for the one that I have loved. And I want to go through this journey for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, it is a difficult journey. It is something that it's sometimes a little bit difficult to understand or to process. But it is what is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to go on to a short break. Do stay with me. I will be back in the next part of the program, and we are continuing talking about grieving the loss of a child and a loved one. Do stay with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back, my dear listeners, to this morning's episode of Let's Talk Life. I am Sister Khadija Muhammad, and you are with me on the program this morning. So today's topic is a little bit, I know it's a little bit full of sorrowful topic and a little bit of sadness, but it's reality. It's reality-biting issues or reality-biting topics that we need to be talking about more often. We need to be aware of, and we need to be definitely be prepared for. So this morning I was speaking about coping with grief and the loss of a loved one and the loss of a child in Islam. And, you know, like I said in the first part of the program, this actually brought upon my reason for discussing this topic with the recent losses of so many of our youngsters after Ramadan, and the loss of these children, what effect it has on parents. And I am definitely sure that there are listeners out there who are listening in on the program this morning who have experienced some kind of loss like this, or who are parents of a child who has been returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or even if you have lost a parent, if you are a child that has lost a parent, or you are a sibling that has lost a loved one, or any family member, an aunt, a grandparent, a cousin, a friend that has lost a friend, every single loss is a difficult loss and is a loss from the heart. And, you know, it's all I can say is it's heartbreaking. It tears your heart to pieces, especially as a mother, that to know that, you know, I cannot understand, you cannot comprehend what a mother must feel like going through this kind of loss, and what it must be taking for her to wake up every single day and still to live her day, to breathe her day through, to love for the other children that she has, or to love for the other family that she has, and to actually pull herself up and continue her day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have give you so much of strength, and, you know, subhanallah, there is a reward in all that patience that you as a parent endure on a daily basis, having gone through a loss of this sort. And it is common knowledge that we know that this life is temporary, and that's why I say this is reality-biting topics that we should, listeners, we should be talking about more. We should be reminded about this on a regular basis, because this life is temporary, and the biggest sign is the death that we see in our lifetime. You know, and that's how we know that this life is temporary, because we all are going to return to our Creator. It is a reminder for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends humans for them to realize that one day their time will come as well. So, I mean, we put onto this earth for the reason of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's inevitable. Our journey here is temporary, and we are going to, we are going to return to our Creator. Every soul shall have a taste of death. And although we know the experience of loss is bound to occur, So each and every one of us are going to have, might have, or are going to have an experience of loss sometime in our life. It's bound to occur. And it is only human nature to grieve. It's impossible for you to not have that moment of grief, you know. And for those that do not believe in the afterlife, the experience may be even more painful. Imagine. I mean, alhamdulillah, we believe in the afterlife, and we know that we are going to be reunited with our loved ones. And there's pain. There's so much of pain in knowing that we are going to be reunited with our loved ones. Imagine if you have no belief in the year after. Imagine the pain that they go through. So as Muslims, we say, subhanallah for that. You know, Allah, you have blessed us. We know that there is afterlife. And we know that the separation from our loved ones is only temporary, because we will be reunited with them in the year after. And that being said, you know, even with this knowledge, it is okay to grieve, as long as it follows the prescribed way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to do. So you know, there's so many verses in the Quran, there's so many hadiths that actually teach us about Allah and how to make the most of it in this world, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran it says, "Verily from Allah do we come, and to Him is our return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Indeed, you know, verily we come from Allah, and to Him is our return. So we have to trust in Allah's decree. We have to know that calamity is such a loss of a loved one. It can appear as a test. It is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is important to understand that Allah knows best. And this death was by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah's decision, and it's always the best decision. And putting trust in Allah will allow one to increase our faith. You know, it will allow us to accept it more peacefully, or to accept it in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept that it was ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is our journey. You know, so keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decides, He is the one who decides when anything happens, when anyone dies. And it will allow for peace of mind when a loss occurs, for you to actually accept that this is the will and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, the most important thing that we can do for our loved ones is the most powerful, and one of the most powerful deeds for a Muslim is to make dua. You know, keep making dua. One can make dua to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our loved ones that have passed on, and to ease the burdens that they could be facing in their grave. And there are many du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for the deceased. You know, there is one that I actually read. It's such a beautiful du'a, and it says, "Oh Allah, forgive him and have mercy on him, and give him strength and pardon him. Be generous to him and cause his entrance to be wide, and wash him with water and snow and hail. Cleanse him of his transgressions, and his white cloth is cleansed of stains. Allah, subhanallah. Give him an abode better than his home, and a family better than his family, and a wife better than his wife. And take him into paradise and protect him from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of hellfire." Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse those who have parted. Also, there's another sadaqah of charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the best deeds that we can do for the ones that we have lost. You know, in Islam, a believer is allowed to give charity on behalf of someone else so that they obtain the rewards. And in a way, it's allowing for two good things to happen at once. The person who is donating the money gains the reward of being kind to their dead or their loved ones, while the deceased is also receiving the rewards in a time that they cannot do anything. So you are sending the rewards for them as well as you are benefiting from the reward of giving sadaqah, of giving charity in the name of one that you have lost, you know. And also another thing that you should be always doing is honoring their family and their friends. So the loved ones who have parted, who have left us, you know, they've also had other relationships. They've also had other acquaintances and other relationships, yeah, let's say that. So although one may have lost a loved one, the person that you could have been close with might have been also close to other people, and surely there's others that are grieving at the same time. So there's other people grieving for the loss of your loved one. So it is a beautiful deed, you know, to take care of those relationships that the deceased person would have taken care of. You know, keeping contact with those family and those friends that were also in contact with the loved one, visit the relatives, visit the friends, pray for them, help them, be kind to them. You know, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wife died, he made sure he visited her other loved ones, and he encouraged others to do the same as well after her death. You know, there was a hadith that said when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, was given something, he would say, go to such a person, for they were a friend of Bibi Khadija. Go to the house of such a person, for they were loved by Khadija. So, you know, just keep those relationships alive. You know, staying connected with those that your loved ones cared for, it shows sincerity, whether it was friends, acquaintances, extended families, you know, just keep the relationships going, inshallah. But also at the same time, expression of sorrow, you know, anyone that has gone through the pain of losing someone understands the sorrow that follows. So although grieving is allowed, it is important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set limits on how one should react. So in Islam, we are allowed to grieve. We are allowed to grieve the loss of that loved one, and we are allowed to express the sorrow that we feel. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in the hadith that weep but avoid the crying of the devil. And whatever comes from eye and heart is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a sign of mercy. And whatever comes from hand and tongue is from the devil. So, you know, grieve, but grieve also within the limits of the last one, which Allah has asked us to, you know. I mean, grieve not, let the cry of your grief not be one of the devil. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it is okay to cry. It is also okay to feel sad. But one should not scream and wail and, you know, cause this physical harm that you do on yourself because you have lost a loved one. And this is common, as many might feel like, you know, sometimes we feel, oh, and there is probably people who feel like, I cannot take this anymore, I will commit suicide. And they start doing things like taking drugs. They yell and they scream, scream out loud. And this just shows such a lack of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it shows a weakness in your faith. So one could say, you know, if the letter shows any distrust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wouldn't weeping be considered the same? So the hadith, it clearly states that the tears and the internal sorrow is a sign of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should accept it. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one who also cried. He cried when he lost his loved one. You know, the Prophet took Abdurrahman bin Auf by the hand and went with him to his son Ibrahim, and he found him in his last breath. So he took him and out him on his lap and cried. And Abdurrahman said to him, you know, you cry. Didn't you prohibit your followers from crying? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, but I prohibited them from two foolish, immoral voices. A voice during a calamity while clawing at one's calf and tearing one's clothes and Satan's scream. So we are allowed to grieve. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one who grieved himself for the loss of his children. And a reminder that the test of losing a child was put upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The loss of our prophets in their lifetimes have endured so many tests and trials that we go through, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts upon us. And we wonder, you know, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this upon us? But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophets of Islam, they have all been through tests and trials like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost children, he lost wives, he lost grandchildren. You know, so he was faced, he buried all his children except Bibi Fatima. And what a test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through. And he endured it with so much of patience, with so much of resilience. And imagine the rewards if we can have that patience and resilience that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had been put through those tests, imagine the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let this also be a reminder of our own return, listeners. Let us see that losing a loved one is a reminder to all of us who are still alive at the time, you know. Understanding and embracing death is one of the best ways to value life. As you know, we know that our time would be upon us sooner than maybe we even expect. So remembering death pushes us to try and, you know, work harder to attaining a more spiritual life, to reevaluate the life that we have lived and try and do better, try and change, you know, have I done enough? What could I be doing better? There are so many stories of people who are living with a terminal illness. And this means that the doctor has told them in their time, that time in this world, you know, it's soon coming to an end. So you mentioned, like, you know, soon coming to an end. And many of these people spend their last days not even caring about the material objects in this world, but amending their relationships and trying to amend their relationship with the last one with Allah and trying to live a more meaningful life within the short time that they have left. But we all have the short time left. We don't have to be diagnosed with a disease or an illness. Our time on this earth is short. Our time in this temporary life is short. And we should make an effort to love a meaningful life, to love a life where we amend relationships and we only increase our spirituality and increase our relationship, and we try and, you know, focus on just building a better relationship with the last one or Allah on a regular daily basis. And there's a saying that, you know, that many might have heard, to obtain more focus during prayer. They say, pray as if this is your last prayer. Pray as if this is your last salah. And when one realizes that this is their last salah, they will immediately increase in focus. Imagine what kind of a salah you are going to perform if you think in your mind that this is my last salah. And, you know, humans value what they have left of. So when one sees their loved one perish, take it as a blessing and use it to grow in faith. And, you know, the loss of a loved one is, of course, it's a sad event. But do not dwell only on the loss of itself, but how it has happened, rather. And the soul will be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preparing for the questioning of the grave. And Allah, the All-Knowing, has taken the soul for a reason. And one of them is surely to remind those affected by this loss of their eventual return. We need to be reminded of our return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us use it as a drive to ask for forgiveness for your loved one, to increase in our good deeds, and, you know, to continue to reflect on a daily basis on the life that we have lived ourselves. It's this time, you know, let's have some takeaway from this losses, to try and reflect on the life that we have lived. And, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a death worthy of his servant. Let him give us a death that is worthy of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it be worthy of the servant that we are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, we pray so much for all those mothers out there, for all those parents, mothers, fathers, siblings, families. You know, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just, you know, this whole week, that the only dua that I've been making continuously is, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, just ease the pain in these parents' hearts, just a little bit, you know, just ease the pain, because you could never ever understand or know what it's like to feel this pain. So, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ease the pain in the hearts of all those parents who have lost their children, all those children who have lost parents, all those families, siblings who have lost siblings, grandparents, you know, all these losses, ease the pain in their hearts just a little bit. Grant them so much of sabr and ease the pain, grant them ease and strength. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal all your pain. If you are a parent that is listening in, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal your pain, heal the pain of all the parents who have endured losses. May Allah compensate you for your loss. May Allah raise your rank in the year after. May Allah reunite you with your children in paradise. Amen. And, you know, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong, and to him we shall return. my dear listeners, I do thank you for being part of the program this morning. I do ask you to remember me and my family in your du'as, as I will remember all of you in my du'as. Remember the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout the world who are facing all kinds of difficulties and hardships. Let us remember all the mothers, all the fathers, all the families who have lost their loved ones. Last one was Allah grant and ease, inshallah, ameen. I will be back next week, same time, same place. So join me again. Stay blessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have peace and blessings upon you for the rest of your week. Do stay safe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.